Chapter 29, New Year's Resolutions. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Many people ponder what things they would like to do differently in the new year. Resolutions are often a curious combination of hopes, dreams, and a promise to ourselves to do better than we have in the past. Some of us share our resolutions with others, hoping they will keep us honest, true, and on target. But alas, a follow-up check, even as early as February, often finds those resolutions as fleeting as the New Year's Eve parties in which they were shared. I hate to admit how many years I have said in all sincerity that I will stick to a better diet in the coming year. Yet, Valentine's Day finds me spread out on the couch pondering which of the chocolate candies I'll sample next and wondering when the Girl Scout cookies will arrive. What happens to us? My theory is we're making promises to the wrong people. Have you ever noticed that when we promise ourselves something, it's fairly easy to back out with a simple explanation of, "I changed my mind." And in this day and age, keeping promises to others is not a highest priority either. Relationships break just as easily with the simple, "I changed my mind." If we want a good role model for commitment, we should look to the one who is the purest example of commitment. Look at God. What if God promised us something and then he simply didn't deliver because he changed his mind? God underscores his promises by making a covenant with us, a binding agreement, and he gives us a sign that will remind us of that covenant. His signs are his ways of saying, "I never go back on my word. I speak truth. I am faithful to do what I say." After the flood, God made a covenant with Noah and every living creature. A covenant for all generations to come. He promised never to destroy all the earth by flood again. Now, there have been floods, but never again a flood that destroyed all the earth. He gave us the sign of the rainbow to seal his promise. God made the ultimate covenant with us when he sent Jesus to save us from our sins. As was done in many human covenants, God sealed his promise by blood, the blood of Jesus. Matthew 26:28 records Jesus' promise, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus gave us a sign to remember the covenant. 1 Corinthians 11:25 records, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." In a marriage, the bride and groom make their sincere promises to each other. God makes his sacred promises to us. He waits to hear our sacred promises made to him. This year, I suggest a new resolutions party with God as the honored guest. Details of this different kind of New Year's party will follow in the next chapter.